You needn't be a communist to care about your community.
Be careful, you guys.
Community Garden with Oscar Perez.
Yes, kia ora and welcome to the Community Garden for today, the 9th of April. We have an exciting one today that will take part over 2 weeks. We talk to the team behind Rahina Hoora, a new project that looks at using maramataka to and maturanga Māori in terms of, in a way that we can kind of help heal the wounds that have been caused by raupatu, or the dispossession of land. It looks at kind of contemporary agricultural models and engaging with the kind of maturanga Māori of maramataka to help understand how we can reconnect with the land that was the kind of building and foundations of New Zealand and of Aotearoa. So we started by asking the crew to introduce themselves.
Tēnā rā, tātou katoa, ngā mihi kia koutou, ko Taranaki te maunga, ko Kura Haupo te waka, ko Grayson Angiau.
Tēnā koe, ko Kayla Reihana tōku ingoa, Nōwhirinaki au. My name is Kayla, I'm from up north. Engari, I live in Manurewa, I've got 3 children, and I do maramataka at Griffiths Garden.
Tēnā koutou katoa, ko Kelly Marie Francis tōku ingoa no Opununi Northland Aho. E noho atu ana ki Manurewa. So my name's Kelly Francis. I build gardens to feed the community and have a charitable trust named Whenua Warrior. I'm from Opununi up in Northland and I live in Manurewa. Kia ora.
Ko Sarah Smuts Kennedy Aho, and I'm the vision holder of For the Love of Bees, which is the umbrella project really for this Rahina Hoora.
Rahina Hoora is about building a platform that For the Love of Bees has gratefully extended to us. It's about incorporating mātauranga Māori, and we have an access point to underpin this kaupapa through maramataka. Its concept is based around a consciousness of well-being for our community, which we identify as the homeless community, or our kainga kore.
You've briefly touched on what it will cover, but in a bit more detail, what kind of things will be included in the program over the course of the upcoming, is it weeks, or how long is this going to run for?
We actually only have until the 30th of June on the site, and then the whole of Griffith Gardens will actually cease to exist, and we're very excited because this project is really energising the site as we are looking for a new home and demonstrating to the rest of the city that the site has multiple values that the city really does need. So until the 30th of June, we shall be meeting every Monday from 10 until 1 on the site.
And doing?
So I have the privilege in facilitating maramataka there, which is our moon cycles and how it affects us as a human. What the moon does is it draws the oceans and it lets it go. And as we are 80% water, we can be drawn to these as well. So I have the privilege in showing how our atua or our gods connected to our days and the moon as our mother, and how we can get more of a Māori aura through information and the way that we plan and do our days around maramataka.
So more broadly, what we hope to do is to incorporate mātauranga Māori, which Kelly will talk to us about shortly. Mātauranga Māori requires a platform, which is why we're so grateful to have collaborated thus far. Our approach encompasses the po of our homeless community, so the supporting networks that are well established. And in a way, we're showcasing the best of the support. But as Sarah said, we're also highlighting the need for these values to flourish and exist. I talked earlier about some of my personal experience and how we need to look at adversity as opportunities for growth. Well, for growth, we also have to have a platform, and to harness mātauranga comes with a responsibility as well. So mātauranga responsibility.
Mātauranga is like the knowledge base that Māori use to be able to connect, basically. Connect to knowledge, connect to people, connect to land. I think one of the key points as well with mātauranga and how it helps with healing is that we actually take the physical and natural elements and find ways to connect them to each other holistically. So there's a lot of big words in there, but we normally call it wairua, we normally call it mana. We always, you know, talk about our tohunga and how they can be the center point between our holistic energies and our physical energies, which made them Māori priests. Right, so how it helps with healing is that we're asking our people to connect to things that are important, that are natural. So we're asking them to look at their maunga, their mountain, their river, awa, their moana, their ocean. And all of those things are governed by the moon, Maramataka, right, which is what Kayla has the mātauranga Māori, has the knowledge of and is able to bring forward with her the healing through the energies and the levels that we should be at and the responsibilities we have on each day. In regard to whole order, I think one of our biggest issues at the moment, whether it be on an individual basis, whether it be the age, the sex, the race of the people, everybody has an issue with being able to belong to somewhere. So whether you find that, whether you've found a way to find that in a professional world, whether you've found that through committing to your community, whatever it might be, what mātauranga Māori does is it allows you to connect to the things that are natural to this earth. So there will never be a change to how responsible you should be to the mountain or to the river or to the ocean. And that helps with healing. With my work, what I do is I try and find a space or create a space for people to be able to connect to the land, the physical land, and being able to allow them a space to bring their children in and bring their solutions that their ancestors used to have, bring them forward to today. We're such a fast-moving world, and I think that's how some of us have fallen out of the system. And to bring us back, that's where Kayla will reflect on the moon and the energies that we should be governed by.
It's really capacity building, not just for our homeless community, but also within our this group. Actually, through the process of this activation over 7 months, we will learn what it is that we do and what it is that is the city would love, and we will build capacities to deliver that.
And why that's so beneficial for a community that I represent and am strongly a part of is we eventually break down barriers, and in harnessing the platform from a learning approach, we acknowledge that we are all learners and that we can learn through our adversities, but also that, in fact, there's a weakness in acknowledging what we have indifferent, but a strength in acknowledging what we have in common. So that's something that we're very conscious of and something that I think the city is craving. So us as a whole, in a sense of healing.
And I know in regards to this lohe, our kore kainga, our kainga kore, our whānau that are homeless, with that, building our relations with everyone that have we all have the same outcomes, which is to help our whānau. And so when we all connect and actually get to know each other, it's a lovely thing, because we can then say, okay, you've got, you know, you can do this and we can do this, and we can put this all on for all our whānau together. And so I find it's actually wonderful meeting up with all our people in town.
You've mentioned, and I agree with this, it creates an incredibly significant platform for the passing on of this knowledge and the practicing of this knowledge as well. What other kind of comparative platforms have there been in the past, and why is it so significant to create this platform now?
I think us as a nation, moving to a more conscious and more holistic approach in redressing some of our trauma. And part of that trauma, I think, has reference to post-colonial trauma, colonization. We know that we as a nation are settling treaty settlements also. We acknowledge, certainly I acknowledge, a direct correlation between land loss, land confiscation or raupatu with homelessness. We know that the idea of owning a home is already tough for our working people. But more broadly, we know that we are in a space where we need to start healing the land as well and reconnecting in order to have that synchronicity or to heal holistically. So the question was, are there any comparatives? I'd say we're breaking new ground, excuse the pun.
And I think that's kind of also where we sink as projects, this idea of healing generally. For the Love of Bees is an artwork that centres around an invitation to communities to imagine together their capacities to co-create a world they want to live in. So a lot of that has the word love, aroha, as a driving force. And it would be, in a sense, that's the kind of wairua driving the project. So,
sorry, I just want to pipe in a little bit on that one. So what came to me with the original question was, you know, what is it that has kind of, you know, made what we're doing today important? And I feel like this comes up with the magical C-word colonization. But unsettled lands cause unsettled people, and unsettled people come up with unsettled solutions. So, you know, the idea of healing us needs to be based on the idea of healing the land. And if you're looking at Maramataka and what Kayla teaches, you'll see that we are actually one and the same. And it is something that's believed across the world. You know, the land, the people, we all need the same type of thing. Our energies flow exactly the same way. Now, if we skip forward to today and we look at how we all live and how we all find a way to solve the issues that we have today, the reality was that we as Māori were the last ones to fully understand, appreciate and live off of the land only. I purposely say that with a heavy tone because we were. But we were also sold a dream as well. You know, we were given education. We were put through a system that got us to a point where this dream was created. But what we also need to realise is we bought that dream as well. It's not a one-way road. It is a two-way road. We did get offered this idea of a new lifestyle. We took that lifestyle and ran with it, and that's how we got to today. Now, skipping forward into the future as well, is there's a lot of people, and this is people who live in Aotearoa in general. We are all looking at ways to be able to live off the land now. You know, so we've seen what has happened in the past. We've brought forward solutions. We've been given this dream. We've also bought the dream, and now we're going forward into being able to live off the land. What does that mean, and how do we get there? Because, you know, a lot of people in city style living, you know, suburb style living, when you say living off the land, does that mean you're going to collect your pails of water? Does that mean you're going to grow your own vegetables, grow your own food? Are you going to be able to slaughter an animal if you need to be able to feed yourself? You know, all of these things are needing to be considered. And what I find amazing about what we do now and why it's applicable to our lifestyles now, Maramataka actually opens up the idea of being able to live off the land. So whether you're in the city and you're living the city life, whether you're in a suburb living suburb life, whether you're already rural and you're trying to find a lifestyle that works, all of your energies are explained via Maramataka, and that's how Kayla will be able to shape solutions that will fit you no matter what lifestyle you're in. So you know, she'll be able to bring forward with her a way to settle people of all lifestyles. The solution that allows you to appreciate what's going on with the land and how you can settle yourself within it.
I can't reach the potatoes.
Community Garden with Oscar Perez.
I'm going to name this one Cynthia.
Go forth and prosper.